Hi there. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Amanda Sobey and I have had secondary lymphedema for 18 years. Initially, being diagnosed with lymphedema was traumatizing. It took me several years to come to terms with my condition. In time, I transformed my attitude from denial and recklessness to acceptance and commitment. Through my personal struggle, I have learned how to manage and improve this condition. In 2001, I was living in Vancouver, British Columbia, where I experienced a couple situations that I believe contributed to my condition. They occurred during one week that I will never forget. It was either the traumatic event I encountered or being infected by a parasite known as filariasis, which was not officially diagnosed. Regardless of how I received the condition, I underwent scratch and graphy test. The pain was agonizing as the doctor injected radioactive serum between my swollen toes. Once the results came in, he said, "Your lymphatic system is compromised." He continued to inform me that the condition was known as secondary lymphedema in my right leg. In a short, lowered voice, he said that there was no cure for my condition and that I would need manual lymphatic drainage once a week for the rest of my life. He then handed me a prescription for compression stockings and walked out of the room. I could not believe what I had just been told. I thought that I was going to see a specialist to fix my leg, and I was left feeling scarred for life. After taking time off of work in order to recover, I began to feel disconnected from everyone, and none of my friends could provide the support I needed to snap me out of my mindset. Over the following months, I lived in complete denial. I began to medicate with alcohol as it helped me detach from my reality that was my leg was completely engorged and puffy like memory foam. I wanted to believe that it was all a mistake and that I would wake up one morning and the condition would disappear as fast as it came. Over the following years, I found myself obsessing about my condition. It affected me daily. There was not one area of my life that remained untouched. It affected my self-esteem, mental well-being, physical appearance, wardrobe, footwear, and my career, to say the least. The humiliation I felt left me feeling deformed, ugly, and debilitated. One day, for no apparent reason, I decided to purchase my first pair of compression stockings. It took some trial and error, but once I found the right fit, I regretted waiting so long. Sampling the different garments, makes, and models was a critical step in the satisfaction of taking care of this condition. Some garments would bunch behind my knees, causing painful heat pimples, while other garments would have a silicone band at the top that would fold and pinch in my groin area. Once I found the right brand and style and fit, it was like a dream and I wore them as consistently as possible. It took several more months before I finally decided to try MLD. Just like my experience with the compression garments, finding the right massage or physiotherapist took some time. The experience was very personal for me. The first few therapists I tried left me feeling unsatisfied and without medical insurance as I was quick to give up on the whole idea. After a few more months, my body was telling me I needed something more than just the compression garments, so I committed myself to finding a new therapist that had experience with lymphatic drainage. Finally, by the fourth therapist, she was the best for me. However, she lived far away, and I couldn't always access her services, but at least I knew that MLD was effective. I felt completely vulnerable to my condition and remained straddled with low self-regard. But life goes on, and over the next few years, I married and had two children. My first pregnancy triggered a wave of urgency for me. I needed to manage my overall health for the betterment of my child and keeping my swelling and fluid retention at bay throughout the pregnancy. I decided to exercise regularly and turn my attention towards nutrition. The cleaner the diet and regular exercise helped me to cope well with the excess fluid. However, the baby was born, my skin grew increasingly firm, and it became more difficult to reduce the swelling. I believe I was exhibiting signs of stage 2 lymphedema. Just over a year later, I became pregnant with my second child. With a demanding infant on hand, coupled with prolonged sleepless nights, I was too exhausted to maintain the same health standards this time around. After a long pregnancy, the baby was born colicky, and now I had two infants to care for with a husband that worked out of town more than 3/4 of the time. There were few people I could turn to for any sort of respite. My family loved me from afar, but I had to cope with a lot on my own. Always putting myself second threw me into a perpetual state of strain. Meanwhile, my marriage was deteriorating rapidly. Everything that could have gone wrong between two people did. After 5 years of hardship and isolation, the only thing I could do was pack up my young children and move back to my hometown. In Winnipeg, my family graciously helped me with the necessities of life, but it was subtly apparent that our connection was different. After all, they had lived their day-to-day lives without me for several years. Similar to my family, old friends had moved on with their busy lives. In small ways, I pieced into my old social network, but overall, I was starting all over again. Without reliable childcare, meeting other parents, and securing full-time employment was a long struggle. My lymphedema remained symptomatic at stage 2, and my coping skills for life in general were depleting. The beginning stages of depression began to set in. After a year of transition, I began to address my health again. I tried the elimination diet, running, swimming, soccer, MLD, hot and cold therapy, to name a few. Regardless of my efforts, in 2010, my leg was at its fullest and heaviest to date. For 2 full years, I gave up hope for any improvement in my health. By 2012, I had enough. I was willing to try anything, and I did. Around my busy parenting schedule, I got back on track with my MLD therapist. I used a compression pump. I tried a microcurrent machine, an inversion table, a poultice, reflexology, hot baths, cold baths, various skin oils, exfoliants, and a rolling pin. I knew my compression wraps were effective, so I focused on perfecting my products and techniques. I purchased 4 individual stockings and a set of bandages for compression wrapping and committed to wearing my stockings every day and began wrapping my whole leg at night. The endeavor was exhausting and financially draining, however, it did stabilize my symptoms, but nothing seemed to truly reduce my lymphedema. When I finally secured full-time work that was compatible with childcare commitments, I was ready to give it my all. I worked tirelessly for 8-hour shifts, got home to manage household chores, tended to the children's education, extracurricular, and health needs. On top of that, I fiercely carved out time to maintain my lymphedema care regime. It was the same routine every day, nonstop, until the minute my head hit the pillow. Finding time for something as little as a haircut took careful planning at least 2 weeks in advance. After 1 year, the nonstop circuit was taking a toll on my body. I noticed that my mobility was becoming impaired and my skin was hardening and appeared to be buckling under the heaviness of my leg. I was exhibiting symptoms of stage 3 lymphedema. My vision to be healthy and all of my efforts were all for nothing. I had lost hope, depression tightened its grip on me, I lost my job, and became bedridden for months to follow. At that moment, the combination of my physical and mental health could have been easily hospitalized me or ended my life. I looked over at my kids. They needed me. I needed a mental shift. It took all of my brain power to convince myself that the hard times had come to pass. And the reality is that success requires trial and error. I began to research my condition further and started with small, manageable changes. Firstly, I committed to drinking more water. Secondly, I made a list of all the foods that worsened my condition. My list was long and included things like bagels, deep-fried fruits, and fruit juice. After analyzing what I ate, I decided to analyze how I eat by studying and understanding the chemical compositions of food. It became clear that the 4 food groups at every meal may not work for me. I stopped consuming carbohydrates completely. Lastly, I revamped my fitness plan and got more active. Every day, my physical and emotional health began to recover a little more. I will never forget the day I was outside fundraising with my son. I felt warm wind blowing through my pant legs. It had been over a decade since I felt my pants loose around my leg. What an incredible feeling. Out of all the treatments I had tried over the years, I finally figured out what really worked for me. Compression wraps, massage, skincare, a good nutrition plan, exercise, and one critical component that I had overlooked until recently, stress management. Keeping on my lymphedema regime in itself can be stressful. However, I take time out in order to relax. The world around me can stop while I get some couch time to watch a movie or spend time with my loved ones. I have become a more mindful person by accepting who I am and taking pride in the journey that has brought me to where I am today. On October the 21st, 2017, I achieved a personal goal by competing in an all-natural figure bodybuilding competition, placing 1st and 3rd. 3 years later, I still find myself competing, growing, and learning. Since then, I have become a certified personal trainer, motivational speaker, and an advocate for the lymphedema community. If anybody is wanting to know more information about me and my journey, please feel free to go on my Facebook or Instagram at am.sobi. LinkedIn is am.sobi as well too. You can follow me on YouTube and subscribe. I have a website at www.amandasobi.com. Thank you so very much for listening to my story. You have a wonderful day.